We're now joined pregame from C.F. Russell Stadium by the head coach of the unbeaten Princeton Tigers, Thomas Hotmer. Tigers opened a conference play against Milan last week with a victory, heard on KTTN, our sister station on the dial. Tonight, the Tigers and the Trenton Bulldogs, two teams that are 1-0, they'll lock heads in what, at least to date, early in the season, is the biggest conference game to date. It has a big game feel, and I think when Trenton joined the conference last year, Coach Hotmer, the idea was that you would have a game like this where Princeton comes in really red hot, and the question is, can Trenton knock them off, or does Princeton continue to roll? And it's a really intriguing storyline this week.
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun. Our kids are looking forward to it, and they put a lot of hard work into the off season. That so far, this first three games, and we're practicing really hard. We've got to be prepared, but we're excited for the challenge. We think we have a pretty good team, and it's always great to when you can beat a bigger school, a bigger team like that. So that's what we're shooting for. We've got to be disciplined, but we're certainly excited for the opportunity.
Yeah, I don't know if the teams have played enough over the years that the rivalry is there, but it's a game like this tonight that builds it. You know, that's how it gets built. Obviously, there's a 25 miles difference between the towns, but when you have a game with a lot on the line, you know, it's those sort of things that 20 years down the road, you look at it and say, yeah, we did build something.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're shooting for and we're hoping for, and we're just trying to be consistently competitive. I don't think that, at least to my knowledge, that Princeton's beaten Trenton before. So it'd be really great to go in there, be competitive, lay it all online, and try to get the victory, and then each year just kind of build off of that and make it a good little fun rivalry where you look forward to playing a good competitive game and get hyped up for it and see how all that goes.
First chance for you to coach on the sidelines at C.F. Russell Stadium. I know it's one of kind of the great old school facilities in North Missouri. You looking forward to that opportunity, Coach?
Oh, yeah. I went there for the track meet for one of our kids last year, and I thought the stadium was great. I'm just real excited for the atmosphere. I hear a lot of people are going to be going to that game. I hear it's going to be a great environment, and I think our kids will really enjoy that. So we're certainly excited for it.
We talk with Coach every week on Football Frenzy, but I know a lot of Trenton fans that just kind of follow the Bulldogs and they hear the pregame interview with the coach that the Bulldogs are playing. Maybe they don't, you know, follow Princeton as close as we do. But, you know, the last time you played Trenton, we talked about this last week, you couldn't stop the Trenton ground game, and in particular Austin Birkebile. Now, he's graduated, but last week against Putnam County, Trenton got Carson Radcliffe in that same position going. So there's a lot of things you have to do to be successful, but stopping that run, particularly going right up the line of scrimmage, is something that you have to do tonight.
Yeah, with their system, it's all fundamental football. We can't have one miscue or else they break a long one, and they kind of lull you to sleep with it. It's just every play coming right at you. So we have to play assignment football. Each kid has to do their job and trust each other, and we have to be physical and to wrap up and tackle really, really well. So it's just a matter of time for them. I knew they'd get things going, and they're a very physical team, and they stick to what they do. So we have to be ready for it. It'll certainly be a really tough one up front in the trenches. So we have to dominate there first and then build off of that.
What did you do well against the Milan Wildcats last week?
I thought our tempo was great. I thought something we improved on defensively, and our defense has been awesome all year. I thought they improved on really getting three and outs and winning first and second down, so it wasn't third and short. We were forcing third and longs, and we were able to get off the field, get the ball back to the offense a lot quicker. That way we could kind of dictate the tempo and the spacing and kind of what we wanted to do. But our defense still continued to get better and better, and then our offense is able to kind of do some things while running the ball, where we're being really balanced, and we're living off of that pretty good. So we have to maintain that. We have to make that a priority. But our defense just continue to improve every week, and that's really exciting to see.
A year ago, Coach, when you got I got ready to come up to Princeton, and certainly I was getting to know you at this time as a new coach in the area, but I think we all knew that Andrew Smith was a special talent for you. Kind of ran around in the backfield. He made plays with his hands and with his feet. Now he still has that ability, but the rest of the team around him has just become so much more consistent, whether it's your run game or your pass defense or your running game. How much has it helped you guys to just have so much help around Andrew at this point?
I think a lot of that's just trust and the kids working hard together. We've had a lot of skill kids. It's a matter of putting it all together as a whole, and it takes a lot of pressure off of him. The more balanced we can be running the ball, we have a lot of kids out there that can catch it. It really opens up everything. It takes a lot of pressure off of him. Teams blitzing. Our O-line's improved tremendously. So all the pressure's kind of off. Now they can just go out and play and execute with the spacing that we tried to create. But he's gotten a lot better himself, even with his footwork and his timing. And he's kind of a good leader for us. So it's just a lot of weight off of his shoulders, and he can trust the teammates, get them the ball, and then let them do their job.
Sometimes you throw out the term out there that a team's really close and they're going to turn the corner, and for whatever reason that just never happens, which I know is disappointing for if that happens to a team, but obviously for you guys it did happen, and you guys turned the corner in a big way, and you're so much better now than you were week four last year. When you look at that, coach, what were the key factors in really making that vast improvement from, say, week four to about week seven and eight a year ago?
I think the biggest thing for our kids was just mindset. If you can get kids to believe that they'll go out and accomplish things maybe they aren't even supposed to accomplish, and I thought that once we started them getting them to believe, then they've always had the skill. It's just a matter of their mind and attacking the game with the right mindset and every play. And as we improved on that with all the mental training that we do before practice every day, I thought I started to kind of notice a huge shift, especially in the way that they act and that they treat each other during practice, on the field, and school. But when you see all that come together and when you build a program the right way, then I thought that's when we started to get a lot better. So really just attacking the mind and attacking the weight room were huge keys for our success as we made a good long stretch. And even in the new program, it takes time to get comfortable with the system and learning your flows and your spots and how to fit offensively, defensively. So it was just a matter of time. I knew we had the talent, but just having to really get into their minds and make them believe that we can be pretty good.
It'd be interesting to kind of, you know, if you go back to either the first time you met the boys, or probably more important, the first time that you saw the boys in pads and practice and those things. You knew that you had a team that had not a really good record for about 2 or 3 years running. How soon did you realize that, you know, there's things that we need to work on, but we're not very far away? How soon did you realize that last summer, Coach?
Yeah, I knew when I was watching some film before I even took the job that we had a lot of kids to work with, and I knew it was appealing because we get a lot of them back. We only graduated 3 seniors. So as a new head coach coming in, you're really excited for the opportunity because if you build it right the first year, you'll be able to hopefully sustain success and keep getting better every year. We knew we had the talent. It was just a matter of getting out and playing somebody. And in week one, once we played them, then we could really see, man, we had how far we had to go with kind of changing their mind and the culture. And then once you can really focus on that, I thought our kids, it was just a matter of time. And I thought that playoff run, I knew we could be good. I knew we could win some games. And we just had to put a full game together. And by the time we got there, I thought, that's what we were doing. We were playing loose. We were just having fun. We were settling down and not putting so much pressure on them because I'd never really won, and just letting them settle down, have a little bit of fun, and I think the winning took over.
You also had, within about a 2 or 3 week span last year, where your defense played really good against Gallatin. You pointed out that you felt like that's the game, at least defensively, where your team kind of turned a corner a little bit. But then, and everybody seemed to struggle against Polo last year, but you struggled in that game against Polo in the regular season, just couldn't stop them, and Yeah, and I'm sure that was frustrating for the defense. Not that you lit the world on fire when you went back to Polo in districts, but you were much improved then. Did from Gallatin to Polo and then going back to Polo a second time, did the defense figure out some things at that point, Coach?
Yeah, and really it was just being physical and really learning how to fit, because they run an unconventional offense where they're just really, really tight, and they had a huge running back. And the first week we thought we were prepared, but we just didn't have enough big bodies. So that second week, I thought they responded really well. And then we held Polo to the second lowest total of the season scoring. So they definitely responded very well, came out with fire, and they really wanted it.
What impresses you and what catches your attention when you look at the Trenton Bulldogs on film?
I think the discipline that they play with and how they continue to play the whole game. They've gotten down early in all of them, and then they just find a way to continue to fight, and then they battle in the trenches. Their O-line's really, really good. Their quarterback's a great quarterback for that system. So I think they stay together as a team. They play low and physical, and that's just the signs of a really well-coached team, a team that trusts each other, and they know what they're doing. It's a good program. So we know we're going to go battle a really good program, and we have to be ready for it.
Any X factors that you think are going to play a role that we haven't discussed yet in this game, Week 4, Coach?
I just think every component of the game is crucial, and I think we've done well so far the first three games, but this will be a real test for us to win the field position battle and to be able to hopefully win the clock battle as well, trying to get the time of possession on our side and controlling that tempo. But all three facets will be crucial this week. We can't have any let-ups, so we've got to put a whole game together finally.
You mentioned it earlier, and I just think it's going to be fun because I'm well aware from covering Princeton as much as I did back a decade ago with some of those really good teams that Coach Kavanaugh had. They travel anywhere, and you mentioned it earlier in past interviews, Coach, how the whole town went to Mid-Buchanan for that Week 1 game. You know how many people are going to be wearing blue just traveling 25 miles to the south, and there'll be a lot of Trenton fans there. This is what makes high school sports great.
Oh, yeah, this is the best environment, the best opportunity for kids, I think, and it'll be really another exciting night as our fans will show up, our kids will show up, and hopefully put on a good performance.
That is the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Thomas Hotmer. Coach, thanks for joining us this evening, and best luck to you and the Tigers.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Tom.